The longer children are in daycare, the more likely they are to become aggressive and defiant. Those findings were presented this week at a meeting of the Society for Research in Child Development being held in Minneapolis. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Researchers have been tracking 1,300 children nationwide since they were born. Their research, financed by the government, has not yet been published or subject to rigid scientific review, but it's sure to stir more debate about the pros and cons of daycare for young children. Researcher and Harvard University psychologist Kathleen McCartney.
Children who spend more time in childcare have more behavior problems at age 4.5 and also at kindergarten.
Specifically, McCartney measured aggressive behaviors by asking parents, caregivers, and kindergarten teachers to respond to 100 targeted questions.
Things like bullies other children, hits, that throws tantrums.
Or often defies authority, acts out in mean ways, or yells a lot. These traits were 3 times more prevalent among youngsters who spent 30 hours or more each week in any kind of daycare. Daycare centers, family-based home care, nannies, or relatives. At the same time, infants and toddlers who spent less than 10 hours in daycare each week were more adaptable and agreeable. McCartney says it's important to understand these findings in context.
83% of the children who experienced lots of care did not have elevated rates of behavior problems.
McCartney adds her findings only link more hours in daycare to more aggressive behavior. It's not at all clear that daycare itself caused the behavior problems.
What's happening during those increased hours? You know, is it something to do with exposure to peers? Is it something to do with the behavior management style of the caregivers? Is it something to do with time spent away from parents?
McCartney and her colleagues plan to do further study. In the meantime, some child health experts say it's not surprising to find problematic behavior among children in daycare. While some studies show children in high-quality daycare do better in language and development tests, that's only a minority of daycare centers, says Yale University psychiatrist and daycare expert Dr. Kyle Pruitt.
We are paying the people who we hope will be very emotionally committed to our children less than minimum wage to do one of the most important jobs in our species.
Pruitt says as many as 75% of all daycare settings are inadequate.
Measured by the sensitivity to the children's behavior by the caregivers, and where the caregiver feels a primary emotional commitment to a very small group of children, the daycare setting has assigned a primary caretaker or caregiver to each child in its care so that the child really feels when I fall down and scrape my knee or my feelings are hurt, that's my woman or that's my man. I'm going to go to them and they're going to take care of this for me.
Sadly, Pruitt says, the U.S. has made an embarrassing commitment to quality daycare. Attorney Matthew Melmed, who heads the child research group 0 to 3, agrees.
You see in France and in Italy, you see combinations of systems where there's paid leave for several months, and then there are really high-quality systems. What is ironic is that many European countries have taken the research that we have funded here in the United States about what children need, and they've put that into practice in terms of their social policies.
Melmed's group recently polled parents and non-parents and found a majority willing to pay more tax dollars to see high-quality daycare for young children. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.